Hello, Irina, Gerard, everyone. This is Holly, and this recording is for a lesson about internet eyes that we talked about in our English addicts class classes this week. And in today's class, we didn't get to finish discussing a few vocabulary words, phrases, collocations that were new or unfamiliar to some of the readers of the lesson. So losing stock to shoplifters was one phrase. And this phrase, in this context, stock is the merchandise that has not yet been sold. And when you lose it to shoplifters, it simply means that people who should be paying customers have instead stolen goods from the store. So goods, merchandise, stock are synonyms here in this context. And shoplifters are people who shoplift. And to shoplift means that you lift up, remove, take with you from a shop without paying. So when you steal something that is for sale, you are a shoplifter. Jump at the chance. If you think of this phrase literally, it would relate to being so excited that you jump up and down, yay, because you're so excited about the chance, the opportunity to be or do, to be something, to do something. So you jumped at the chance to be a volunteer for Loop and to post interesting lists of vocabulary and images. You jump at the chance to join classes when you can, whether they are free or whether they are part of a course and require payment. You jump at the chance. You are an eager learner. Eager beavers jump at chances. So jump at the chance, a good phrase to use. To stream over the web, live streaming is something, a phrase that is used, a word used more often now, live streamed. When I have a Google Hangout on air, not just a regular Hangout, but a Hangout on air, sometimes I copy the code and put it into a text box on the homepage of Loop. And when I do that, anyone who is visiting Loop will see our video streaming live at the same time we are talking in the Hangout. Even though they are not in the Hangout, they are able to watch it like live TV. So live streaming or streaming over the web is what this refers to. The cameras that are hidden and anyone with the proper access can view what is happening on the camera live at the same time, not a recording that's replayed, but a live streaming situation. To be a passive deterrent, this usage reminds me of teaching experiences in the classrooms with children or with adults, in office workers. For example, for an adult example, in many places where I have worked, there has been a small kitchen with a refrigerator that everyone is allowed to use. And the passive deterrent to keep things fresh and clean is a sign posted on the wall that says, please clean up after yourselves. Treat this like home. That doesn't usually work, and people are pigs. The kitchens in offices are often gross. The refrigerators often have spoiled food, uncovered food, spills. So another passive deterrent, one step up, is a sign taped boldly on the front of the refrigerator, which says, "Please clean up your mess. Your mess is not my responsibility!" Exclamation point, exclamation point, red marker, but posted anonymously. Doesn't usually work. It's a passive, quiet, calm, does nothing deterrent. But if there were a camera and you opened up the refrigerator and it said, "I'm watching you, the camera is on, live video streaming here," that would be a more aggressive deterrent. And you might be more careful and clean up after yourself and not steal anyone's food. Not as unintrusive when it's passive. A camera is more intrusive, less passive, when someone is monitoring it. If it's just a camera that's on 24/7 and no one pays any attention to the video footage, it becomes a passive deterrent. So when some interaction occurs, it's no longer passive. I could also use the example on loop. Bragging that we have 900 members is in some ways a passive deterrent to members who don't participate and think, "Oh, I don't have to because there are 900 members." But we do not have 900 active members. How do we get members to be active? What do I do that deters people from trying to post? Your account might be deleted if you don't post. Is not motivating. So trying to find ways to actively involve people and create an action step. To be eagle-eyed is a phrase I have used and heard many, many times in my life. My mom has eagle eyes. We used to joke that she has eyes in the back of her head. She sees us doing things even when she couldn't possibly see us. She knows what we have been doing. Eagle eyes, sharp eyesight, keen eyesight. Seeing very clearly at a long distance and with a wide panorama of vision. A voyeur is someone who's looking where they are really not supposed to look or sneaking a peek somewhere. So a voyeur's paradise. A paradise. Place where someone who likes to sneakily watch other people is very happy would be perhaps someone watching the cameras, knowing that they have hidden cameras and they can watch the monitors and see what everyone is doing. Curtain twitchers is a phrase I like. This refers to, and used to be on the early TV sitcoms. Early TV shows, sitcoms, where you would see the stay-at-home mothers, and they're usually living in a suburban environment, and you usually had at least one nosy neighbor who was always watching what everyone else did, but they weren't watching in plain eyesight. They would open their curtains just a tiny bit and sneak their eyeball into that gap in the curtains and watch what was happening. And then if someone seemed to be looking right at them, they would close their curtains. And when they closed their curtains, the curtains would twitch, would move just a little bit. That would be the telltale sign that you have a snoop in your neighborhood. So if you open the curtains to peek out and watch people and don't want them to know you are watching, you are a curtain twitcher. Trade-off. I'm going to leave this one for you to try to understand and explain to us. Do some research and explain. And I'm hoping that others listening to this will realize the benefit of joining in our courses and participating, being a more active participant in your learning. You have a chance to delve into the meaning and context in interesting ways with interesting people, interesting topics, choices in which topics we talk about, and recycled practice. Practice, practice. Read, write, listen, speak in ways that are relevant to your culture, your work, your home life, your need and purpose for learning English. Please join us in the discussions in the groups on Loop and in our courses and classes. Hope to talk to you soon. Bye.